We've covered plenty of books on Around and About Chattanooga, plenty of print authors and ebook authors, plenty for you to read. But some stories are just meant to be heard out loud, especially stories from oral traditions, stories like this.
One time Jack was bound out to a man who was rich and had lots of land and cattle. The old man liked Jack and treated him all right. But his old wife, she didn't like Jack a bit, just hated him. And she treated him mean every chance she got.
That's Clark White reading a story called Jack and the Bull. It's one of the stories on a new audiobook titled Handed Down, Tales of Southern Appalachia and Other Stories. It features several different narrators reading 9 stories. It's a mostly local production. Kate Forbes, a Chattanooga native, is the creative force behind the audiobook.
Part of the reason I chose to do it as an audiobook as opposed to storytelling is to make it more useful for teachers, for librarians, who often use this work to help kids with their reading. So it's good to have a text as well as hearing the spoken word.
And the obvious comparison for a lot of people would be Grimm's fairy tales. How do these compare to the famous Grimm Brothers fairy tales?
Well, what's so wonderful to me is their retellings. You will hear familiar stories. For example, there's a story called Ash Pet in this collection that's a retelling of Cinderella. There is a king's son involved, but instead of going to the ball, she goes to meetin'. And instead of her fairy godmother, it's the old witch woman that lives down the holler.
Kate Forbes is an experienced audiobook narrator. She has more than 100 titles to her credit. For 20 years, she lived in New York, a professional stage and voice actress. If you go by the library or a bookstore, you'll find dozens of titles she's narrated, including works by Beverly Cleary, Lurleen McDaniel, and Mary Higgins Clark. Forbes does some of the narration on this audiobook. She sounds very different using her audiobook voice.
One time, there was a woman had 2 daughters, and they kept a hired girl. They treated this girl mean. She was bound out to him, had to do all the hard work, little as she was. They wouldn't buy her any pretty clothes or nothing.
That accent you're doing, is that actually the accent you grew up with here in Chattanooga, or just more something you came up with?
I am an actress, as I said. No, I did not grow up talking that way, although when I first went away to school, people made so much fun of my accent, and they did it in a nice way, but I was very sensitive.
Working as a professional audiobook narrator, Forbes has won several industry awards, including the Earphones Award from Audiophile magazine. But for this project, the Handed Down collection, she brought in other voices, various people from Chattanooga, some of them people who've never done any kind of voice work before. I was curious about that.
Why did you do that? Why didn't you just decide, I'll just narrate all the tales myself, since I'm sure you'd be capable of doing that?
Part of that is I wanted the variety of voices. You're going to hear a wide range of Southern accents. They're all authentic, but some people may say, this story should be told. People who are familiar with the tales may have certain ideas about how they should be done. What my interest is in stretching that and exposing people who might not be familiar with the stories to see the universality in the stories. Also to expose people outside of this part of the country to a variety of Southern accents. And I'm also using men and women narrators. I'm using African-American and white narrators to give you an idea that Jack could be, he could be any young, clever young lad, It's I want to look at the universality of it. To try to keep a unifying theme, I have used music in between each story that is bluegrass, that is played by local musicians, Fletcher Bright, I think people know, and my father, Walter Forbes.
Forbes funded this project with a Make Work grant she got from the local nonprofit Create Here. Because of that, she used as many local resources as possible, not just local actors, but also local designers and a local recording studio, Sound Resources, located in East Brainerd.
And I'm paying my actors and paying my designers, which is not necessarily part of the culture here. I'm paying them the same as I paid my actors in New York, which is union rates.
How much of a grant did you get from Create Here?
It was around $7,000.
These stories are versions of the Jack tales, stories like Jack and the Beanstalk, ones that have been told for generations, first in Europe, particularly in England and Ireland, then in the United States. This audiobook, called Handed Down, includes very specific versions of the Jack Tales. They're versions collected by Appalachian folklorist Richard Chase and originally published in print more than 60 years ago.
These stories were brought over by our ancestors into the mountains where they stayed and over the years took on the context of the culture in which they were told. So I'm fascinated by that, the way these stories get handed down and the similar themes that keep coming up. One of them, if I may, is about being kind to older people. There's always an old man or an old woman that needs something to eat. And often the first people that he approaches say, "No, old man, I don't hardly have enough for myself." But Jack, and then some of my female heroines, are generous. They give what they have. And in return, the old fella or old woman gives them a piece of magic, a magic knife, a magic bag, 3 gold nuts, and also some advice.
Forbes says these Jack Tales are entertaining, unusual, outrageous, and the dialect of these characters.
The language is beautiful to me. I specialize in Shakespeare in New York, and these to me have a similar love of language and an unusual way of putting things. I want to bring back this phrase. Jack keeps being asked, "How are you today, Jack?" And he says, "About like common," which I love, instead of "fine," "about like common."
And you're getting closer and closer to a finished project. When it is done, when you've gotten the actual physical CDs created, where are these going to be available?
I'm interested in getting them into the Chattanooga History Museum, the local tourist attractions, the Chattanooga Visitor Center. I'm also, because of my contacts in New York, interested in the National Library Association and in getting them reviewed in the audio industry magazines and websites, and hoping they'll be available, downloadable through iTunes and audible.com, as well as on my website.
That website is handeddown.org. Again, that's handeddown.org. Forbes says she hopes to have this 2-CD collection available to the public in late February. For Round and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.